One of the most imminent effects of climate change is sea level rise, especially in low-lying coastal areas like the San Francisco Bay. To documentarian Claire Schoen, this story isn't about the science of what's going to happen. That part is settled. She says the question is how we're going to adapt. Here's a clip from her new radio documentary, Rise.
If we do nothing in the next century, what we'll have is Venice by the bay. We'll have streets that are now canals and tall buildings rising out of these of this waterway.
I mean, the guy up on the 20th floor of the tower may be okay until he tries to leave.
Well, for those of us who dwell on the 24th floor, like myself, we'll have no problem as long as we have a canoe to get to our building.
Is the new commute vehicle for the Financial District of San Francisco going to be a canoe, not a limo? Interesting to contemplate.
But you could not inhabit the city if it were flooded. Even a foot of water would stop the city. If nothing were done, we'd have an empty city.
That was a clip from Claire Schoen's radio documentary, Rise. I asked her to tell me what inspired her.
Well, I've been producing media, first in film, then radio, and also now multimedia for a lot of years. And I've produced stories on probably every subject out there. But my real passion, my interest and passion, is environmental education, using media to educate people about the environment. And over the last 10 years or so, I've come to feel that there is no topic that is more important than climate change. If we don't figure this one out, the rest of them don't matter. So that's where I was coming from with this piece. And I took a look at my neighborhood, the San Francisco Bay Area, to tell personal stories of a national and international issue, which is how we're going to adapt to the flooding that is coming to communities that live by the water because of climate change.
Right. And the San Francisco Bay is a perfect place to locate that because obviously San Francisco itself is bordered on three sides by water and so many of the other cities touch it. What did you learn in researching and putting together this documentary about how sea level rise as a result of climate change is affecting different cities and will be affecting us further?
What I learned is that we are sitting in a what's called a 100-year floodplain. This is an area that is supposed to flood every 100 years. And what climate scientists are saying is that within the next 40, 50 years, we're going to be seeing that 100-year floodplain turn into a 50-year floodplain, 10-year floodplain, 1-year floodplain. Every high tide, we may have floods. So a lot of us are in trouble. In fact, all of us are in trouble because even if you don't live within that plain, and by the way, that plain includes San Francisco Financial District, most of the towns of Silicon Valley, the town of a lot of the East Bay towns, or at least the edges of them all, San Jose, and a lot of that land was built on landfill. 40% of the bay has been filled in, turned into real estate. And so that land, which was built up to sea level, today's sea level, is going to be below sea level pretty soon.
That's Claire Schoen. She's a media producer and producer and director of Rise, a radio documentary about climate change and coastal communities. So one of the ways in which you explored these coastal communities was to talk with Paul McHugh. And he's a longtime writer, and we hear from him in your documentary in a very interesting place. I want to play a clip of Paul McHugh. Let's hear from that right now.
I'm Paul McHugh, longtime Bay Area resident, longtime Bay Area writer, and a very longtime Bay Area kayaker. About to do one of my favorite things, which is launch a sea kayak onto San Francisco Bay and go for a tour.
So, Claire, tell me a little bit about Paul McHugh.
Paul has been a journalist, a Bay Area journalist, for over 30 years, and he writes about the environment because he's a great outdoorsman.
He's got a really romantic way of seeing things, too. Let's hear from him just a little bit more.
It's a pearl gray day. There's a high fog and a kind of silvery light, and that reflects off the surface of the bay. So it's a pewter experience this morning, paddling along.
That's Paul McHugh. He's a writer, tells a lot of stories about the outdoors and the Bay Area. And we're hearing from him in his kayak as he goes along the Embarcadero and the Financial District and other parts of the Bay Area. So, Claire, tell me What kinds of observations did Paul make to you and for the documentary about sea level rise and how it's going to affect San Francisco Bay?
We sent him out on four trips by himself with binaural microphones. Those are two little mics that are attached to his hat right next to his ears. So wherever he turns his head, you, if you're wearing headphones, hear what he heard. Makes it interesting, if you're listening to the documentary, you can, with headphones on, you can hear his paddling in your left ear, your right ear, your left ear. Really experience it with him. And he talked about what he saw, both the beauty of the bay and little otters, sea otters popping up here and there and the birds overhead. But he's also seeing the bay from the eye level perspective and what could be happening. He's seeing it from the perspective of sea level, because he's down there at sea level. So as he's passing by levees, which are hopefully protecting the financial district, Foster City, a lot of these urban areas that we go to in the stories, he sees just how low those levees are compared to where he's sitting and what damage big storms with sea level together could be causing.
This is multimedia producer Claire Schoen, who lives in the Bay Area. She's the producer and director of Rise, a radio documentary about climate change and coastal communities. One of the places that you talk about in Rise is the Delta, the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. And I'd like to play a clip of one of the people who you talk with. He's a scientist named Jeff Mount. And right here, what we're going to hear is him describing how the delta is created.
So where is the delta in California? Well, you'd be amazed how many people haven't a clue, including the people of San Francisco. It's flanked on the east by the Sierra Nevada, and all of that runoff from the west slope of the Sierra Nevada has gathered into the Sacramento River on the north and the San Joaquin River on the south. Where those two rivers come together, that's the delta. And in that area, tremendous maze of islands and levees and marshes. Then all that water in the delta eventually moves to the west and into San Francisco Bay. So that's what the delta really is.
That scientist, Jeff Mount, he's talking about the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. And you use him, Claire, to show what's going to happen with that delta with sea level rise. But also, you put him next to a farmer who lives and works within the delta, and they both have very different perspectives on what climate change and sea level rise can do to that area. I'd like you to talk to me about that difference in perspective.
Well, that farmer is Steve Mello. He's a third-generation farmer in the San Francisco Bay Delta, and he's grooming his son, Gary, to be the fourth generation in his family. He really sees himself as building a legacy within that this land, this community. The problem is that there are these pockets of land, as Jeff Mant described. They call them islands, although they are sunk as much as 20 and 30 feet below sea level and surrounded by these fingers of water coming down from the Sierras off of the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers and into San Francisco Bay. And what the only thing keeping that sunken land and the fingers of water apart are these levees. The levees are old. They're made of mud and a lot of other stuff and can only be built so high. And they have broken before. But as Jeff Mount argues, what the scientific community understands is that they will not hold with sea level rise and extreme weather. It's just one step too far. And he predicts, Jeff Mount predicts, that within 50 years, half of those islands are going to be flooded. And that whatever Steve Mello may want, he can't stay there.
So in the course of your three-hour documentary, the three parts that you talk about, all different parts of how sea level rise and extreme weather is affecting the world, you come to some solutions, you hear about some. I'd like to hear what some of the possible solutions to this there are. Obviously, you know, if people use less fossil fuels, if they are more conscious perhaps about how they're treating the environment, but specifically in San Francisco Bay, where we're so surrounded by water, where it's a factor of life, and there are so many low-lying areas. What are some of the solutions that people came up with that you heard about?
Well, it's this issue of mitigation and adaptation again. What you were saying is, how are we going to mitigate? How are we going to slow climate change? But to the extent we can't slow it anymore, that we can't halt these impacts, how are we going to adapt to them? Well, there are two traditional solutions. So here in the Bay Area, we are going to commit to levees to protect our airports, the financial district, some of these really economically valuable pieces of land. There are real problems with levees. You can only build so high. It cuts off the land from the water. It destroys wildlife habitat. Levees always fail. It's just a matter of when they're going to fail. It's hugely expensive to maintain them. But we are going to have to do some of that. The other traditional solution is wetlands. And wetlands are a great solution where you can do them, but you have to have the land to do it. We can't eliminate Foster City and put a wetland back in there. What we need to do is get creative. We need to figure out what else we can do.